Yukon Fire Lieutenant Scott McDonald grabbed his shovel and joined his colleague to help finish uncovering a buried hydrant. This one down, only a couple hundred to go. Luckily, McDonald had plenty of time left in his workday.
Yeah, I'm actually on a 48-hour shift right now.
The Yukon Fire Department had one main mission, to unearth all the fire hydrants on campus. Clearing walkways, however, was a problem that was being tackled by a different department. After Winter Storm Juno dumped between 1 to 2 feet on most of Tallent County, snow removal crews on Yukon Store's campus had their work cut out for them. Classes were canceled on Tuesday during the worst of the blizzard, but the Yukon administration opted to open the store's campus starting at 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
There was a lot of snow still on campus. When I walked to class this morning at 10, there was like cars sliding and like people sliding.
That's Yukon freshman Allie Ricky. Ricky says she understands it was necessary to resume classes at some point.
But I think it was kind of overambitious to try to have class today when there's clearly a lot of snow still on the roads and still on the sidewalks.
Walking to class was particularly challenging for Ricky when she realized the path she usually takes along near a lake was not cleared.
And so then I had to like walk on the street for a little bit with like the cars and stuff, which was kind of dangerous since there wasn't enough room for even cars and me.
Students took to the Buy or Sell Yukon Tickets group on Facebook to voice their grievances about the conditions on campus. Many posted pictures of barely plowed parking lots and cars surrounded by multiple feet of snow. The Yukon undergraduate student government met Wednesday night to address its position on the university's handling of inclement weather. More snow is expected in stores on Friday. For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham.